Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Dave Ladd. He's the president of RDL & Associates, a company that works with state and federal government relations, strategic communication, and all primarily related to ag and rural policy. And welcome to the program, Dave.
Thanks. I always appreciate the opportunity to chat.
I should also mention Dave serves on the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and we've chatted before, but I don't know that we've ever talked about, in terms of biotechnology and the GMO labeling situation, you know, where are we at in terms of the laws behind that, and how does that affect producers and agribusiness?
Well, I think that's one of the primary issues that has been front and center has been the GMO labeling issue. Now, from a public policy standpoint, has moved through the Senate and will likely see the president's desk actually and signed into law by the end of this month here in July. So that's kind of been the issue that everyone's heard about, and clearly that has had a lot of information and opinion shared on both sides, whether you support GMO labeling or a mandatory standard, or which it's going to be now, or a voluntary standard, or the technology in general. So that's been the high-profile issue or the spotlight issue, but of course you can't talk about GMO labeling without talking about agriculture, biotechnology, and those tools, including traditional breeding techniques that are utilized in agriculture, modern agriculture.
Can you kind of elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, the context we primarily hear about biotechnology is crops, you know, corn, soybeans, what have you. But yes, it can be utilized in the livestock sector as well in order to enhance certain attributes there. But the question is, what tools are available to farmers that make production cheaper and more manageable? And by biotechnology, whether it be in the livestock sector or the crop plant sector, is one of those tools, and it's one that continues to evolve to this day.
Are we talking about, for producers and for agribusiness, just a greater costs involved in the GMO labeling?
Well, the GMO labeling, yes. There are, of course, every side has their studies, and you can put a lot of price tags on there depending on what methodology you use for those studies. But, there's likely to be an increased cost here to consumers as well, as you look at manufacturing, processing, producing, going into certain markets. That's why when the proponents of GMO labeling were talking about having a voluntary standard, that was one of the keys, was what will the cost be and how do you segregate that out? And it was better to have a federal standard than a 50-state patchwork approach to GMO labeling.
Dave, I really want to thank you for your time and expertise today.
Thank you. I always appreciate it and appreciate the opportunity to discuss this issue.
Dave Ladd is president of RDL & Associates, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.